Amid the stars in the sky, humanity expands and thrives as it pushes back the boundaries of the universe. From the luxury of the core systems to the harsh worlds of the frontier, men still fight. Some fight for survival or greed. Some fight for a flag and others for retribution. But across the lonely darkness, they all share one aim: to be elite.
Escape Velocity, an Elite Dangerous audio adventure serial written and produced by Christopher Jarvis. Episode 4, Repossession of Property.
I thought you said he was a trader.
He was. A lot can happen to a man out here. His place may have even been taken over by bandits. Maybe I shouldn't have brought you here.
There's a door at the back. I'll look.
Come back. May, be careful.
What the hell is that?
May, look out!
What do you want with me?
Are you Kerlik?
Who wants to know?
I brought some robots for you to look at. I heard they're pretty special.
Thane?
I heard maybe that you were someone that was interested in technology.
Where are they?
In the back of the buggy. You want to look? Okay. I'll do it.
Slowly, or I shoot.
No problem here, buddy.
Careful, Thane.
You see?
Well, now those are nice.
I was hoping you could put me together a couple of clones.
Payment?
I'll admit that cash is a little short due to trading difficulties, but I'm thinking that the blueprints you'll create for these robots will pay off in the long term for you. They're supposed to be a brand new design.
You a pilot?
Yeah.
You a good pilot?
I'm still in one piece.
I can always use a good pilot. Maybe as well as the robot design, you'll owe me a favor, yes.
Thane?
I can do that.
It's a deal. Why don't you both take yourselves a seat through there, and I'll come through in a bit and make you a brew. Well, sit yourselves down while I take off some of this battle gear. I won't be a minute.
So, that's Kerlik. Just be cool, and maybe we can sort this mess with the robots out.
Oh, that's better. Excuse the theatrics. I've had one or two problems in the past, if you know what I mean. I hate putting all that stuff on. If you two didn't look so innocent, I'd have just let the automatics deal with you.
Automatics?
Yes, that entry bay has automatic defences. It's bristling with tripwires and booby-trapped guns.
We didn't see any.
It's good, isn't it?
I thought you were going to take off all your combat gear.
What? The leg and the arm? I'm afraid I have to keep those on, sweetheart, though I can't walk around or pick things up. You look confused. Don't be. I'm afraid my hometown was subject to a very nasty virus when I was born. Millikan syndrome is simple enough to treat if you have the right vaccines, but it's amazing what you can catch if you don't live in a place with the right healthcare coverage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? It was you? I'm teasing you, sweetheart. Don't be sorry. Necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. All those mechanical limbs and surgical procedures fairly bankrupted our whole little town. If I hadn't learned how to build replacement parts myself, they'd have all starved. And now I make a living out of my skill-making machines. So who's really sorry when it's all said and done, eh?
Right.
So, what is it you'll be needing then, eh?
We've been asked to ship these prototypes to a client here in Semias. There were four originally. Unfortunately, we were attacked and two of the prototypes were destroyed. We need you to copy the two we have, perfectly, down to the last detail. Can you do it?
Can I do it? You're asking me if I can do it? Of course I can do it. But remember the price we agreed, eh? You owe me. And I'd take very badly against people who forget their debts. I'd hate to have to send the boys round. They're very, very well-armed boys.
Hey, if I make a deal, I see it through.
All right, then. I'd better take a look at these robots of yours.
Well, he's unique.
As long as he can get the job done.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Why doesn't he just have new limbs grown, or better robotics? I've seen people with limb replacements much better than those.
You really understand very little outside of your imperial bubble, don't you?
What do you mean by that?
Kerlek grew up on the frontier, like me. Out there, it's easy to see the difference between those who have money and those who don't. It's right in front of you. But you know what? I see it here in your precious empire, too.
That's just the way things are.
That's an easy answer if you're rich. Tell me something. Do you have slaves?
My family had one or two workers, yes.
See, that's the thing I can't square with the way folks are here. You tell a man he has no worth unless he can pay his way. Then you take away his freedom to earn a living. Doesn't seem like any kind of system to me.
Well, if the Empire is so bad, why do people like Kerlek rush to live here?
Kerlek was probably driven out of his home by the corporations. They don't take kindly to bootleggers reproducing their designs. He had to run for his life. Why do you think he lives on his own in the middle of a dust bowl?
So you're saying I'm bad because I'm from the Empire?
Look, don't take it personally, kid. Like I say, life is the same on the frontier. It's just covered in more dirt.
Knock, knock. I've had a look. They're very shiny gizmos, aren't they? I can reproduce them for you in about 2 weeks.
But...
Yes, yes, you've got an impatient client waiting to kill you. I've got a holofact transmitter you can use to send them a message. Say that you were attacked and had to run for it and are taking a more circuitous route. I can fake the source address for you. They'll think you're in a different system.
Thank you.
Funny thing about those robots.
Yes?
They aren't robots at all. I tried scanning them and I couldn't. Complete sensor blackout inside. So I opened one up and there's space inside for a person. Full life support and everything. You could sit in one of these in a ship with no life support and you'd be fine. And even if one of those massive leasty wrestlers was inside one, a medical scanner would show nothing at all. Very neat tech. I can't imagine what they'd want them for.
That is odd.
You see, Camilla, we've had to randomly jump out to get away. It's added a bit of flight time for us. We should hit Semias in 2 weeks. I'm hoping you'll be understanding about the delay. I'm fighting hard to keep this shipment safe for you. I'll make the delivery, I swear. Thane out.
I see. Dixon, come here.
Huh?
Get me a robe. I'm going to see Daddy. Daddy? Daddy? Daddy, there you are.
What is it, precious?
Daddy, we've got a problem.
Sounds to me like you've got a problem. What is it?
You know those new robot suits I was sending to our Imperial friends for their consideration?
Yeah?
I hired a pretty anonymous-looking pilot to take them so no one would notice. He seemed harmless enough and very eager to please.
I can imagine. You make a father proud.
And now he's overdue, and he's sending me messages with a faked source address. It's good work, I'll give him that, but it's still a fake.
And you come to me for advice?
What? No, I came to you because I want to borrow the constrictor.
What? Out of the question. No way. Take one of the sidewinders. You'll do less damage that way.
You'd send me out on my own? To wriggle around those perverted Imperials? If I took the Constrictor, I could take the boys and have a couple of strong pilots to look after me.
I'm more worried about what you'll do to the crew. But have it your own way.
Thank you, Daddy.
And that pilot. Try not to get his blood on the flight deck. I just had it customized.
Oh, I am gonna get his blood everywhere.
You're both in luck, by the way. I've got a couple of spare rooms you can hide out in if you need to lay low while I sort out your clones.
What's that?
Sounds like a ship.
Is it outside? Is it landing? May, what's the matter?
I feel strange.
May, this isn't the time. I think we've got company.
That engine sound is the resonant frequency of the Asp Explorer class ship. Additional sounds indicate shield generators fore and aft.
You can hear that.
The landing ramp is extending. There are five, no, six sets of footsteps. Heavy set humans in pressure suits.
What do you think?
Sounds like Federal Security to me.
Federal Security ground troops. Primary breaching protocol. Detonate main entrance.
Will your security systems keep them out?
We can check on the monitors.
Secondary breaching protocol. Disable security with focused EMP.
They won't disable my security.
Security system offline.
Great. What do we do?
Final breaching protocol. Secure targets. What? Where am I? Thane!
Get down!
We haven't done anything.
You are all under arrest on charges of stealing federal technology, smuggling, and espionage.
But this is an Imperial system.
Under Article 5 of the Semius Treaty, we have jurisdiction on cases of border smuggling. You will submit to arrest. We have authority to open fire.
Sorry about this.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go.
You, put down the weapon. Put it down.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Release the hostage, now!
Ow, you're sticking the barrel right in my neck.
It's not the barrel you want to worry about, it's the bullets.
All right, enough. Take them.
Sorry.
No!
Dallas, report in.
Hyperspace clear. Everything nominal.
Anything on your scanner?
Nothing that matches the mass of Commander Thane's ship.
Okay. Find us a parking spot and we'll wait.
He might already be in the system. Give me a sec. I've got access codes for the traffic mainframe.
Anything?
Got it. Merlin Attack Fighter, registration EV223. Already docked to Anderton's camp. Been there since this morning.
All right, we'd better go in.
Incoming.
Halt, citizen. This is Federal Border Patrol Omicron Niner. You will surrender and allow your craft to be scanned. Your craft does not have legal registration markings.
Just what we need. Feds.
What should we do?
I'll try bluffing them out. I don't have time for this. Federal pilot, you're in Imperial space. You have no jurisdiction here. Withdraw.
Incorrect, citizen. We patrol the border under Semius Treaty. You will submit to my authority.
Okay. This is Agent 23, Special Dispensation under Corporate Directive Designation Echidna. My colleague and I are here on official business.
Checking. Please wait. You are cleared, Agent. Please go carefully and respect Imperial dominion in this sector.
You can talk.
Well handled, Agent.
Come on, let's go get our prototype back.
Thane, you can wake up now.
What? What happened?
The feds used stun grenades on us. You went to jail.
What? But you shot me.
Sorry about that. I had to act fast. It wasn't a firearm. It was a subdermal implant gun. Stupid soldiers didn't know what it was.
Subdermal implant? What did you do to me?
I implanted a radio in your neck.
Why?
So I can talk to you, of course. Look around. Is there anyone else in your cell?
What? Where are you?
I'm in another cell nearby. Remember, you can hear me, but no one else can. They can hear what you're saying, though, so keep it dark, eh?
How are you calling me?
Let's just say it's a good job I build my own body parts. I've got all kinds of goodies stashed about my person. Even these jackboots wouldn't take a poor cripple's leg now, would they?
You are something.
Right, I need your help to get us out of here.
Are you serious? If we escape, we're federal fugitives. Then I can kiss my hopes of an honest life goodbye.
Come on, I thought we had a deal.
We had a deal for your bootlegging services, which I haven't used. I don't owe you anything.
Oh, lovely. Not even shedding a tear that you got me arrested.
How did I get you arrested?
Those robots were probably riddled with tracking devices. The whole thing was a setup. You know what they want me for? Breaching technology patents. That's something for which the Imperials and Federals will happily put aside their differences and screw me together.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is in space. Every man is responsible for his own crimes.
We'll see. You've got a visitor.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who are you?
Hello, Commander Thane. We've been waiting a long time to meet you. Dallas, kill the cameras.
What do you want?
I'm Agent 39, and this is Agent 23. You're in serious trouble, Thane. We can put you away for a very long time.
You're up to your neck in it now, boy.
For what?
Smuggling stolen Federation technology? Espionage? Maybe even subversion?
That's bull.
You reckon?
Look, check the records on my ship. All I did was agree to ship two containers of robots from Delta Pavonis to Semius. I booked all the cargo through customs. As far as I'm concerned, the job is legit.
And these were the robots given to you by Alpha 23. The woman you know as Camilla.
She's Alpha 23. You're Agent 23. What is it with you and 23? Do I get a number?
That isn't important. What is important is that we can use the records on your ship however we choose. You're guilty if we say you are.
You see what I'm saying, Thane? You can't win with these people. They'll have you no matter what.
Fine. What do you want?
We want our stolen prototype back.
Then take them. I've had to go through more with this witching shipment than I signed up for anyway. Take the robots. Arrest Camilla or 23 or whatever. Just get her off my back and let me get out of here.
What on earth makes you think it's the robots we want you to give back?
What? You want May? That's who you're really after, isn't it?
Oh my God. That's the first time I ever climaxed during hyperspace. What a rush!
That was good for you, ma'am.
That was very good. Wow, pilot, you can handle more than just ships.
I'm glad you...
Shut up now.
Truth is, I hate the way people think I'll treat them better after we've done it. I was gonna have you fired once we arrived anyway.
What? But
hush now, it's okay. You have talents. I might just keep you around for the return trip. Now get out. I've got a man to kill and I need some alone time. I said get out.
Very well, ma'am.
Now I'm really in the mood to kill. Dixon!
Huh?
Show me the traffic reports for the system.
Huh?
As I thought, Thane's ship is docked already. Dixon, have the pilot take us to Donaldson and wait in orbit. I'm coming up to the flight deck to take the weapon controls. As soon as his ship leaves the pad, I'm gonna kill him myself.
Why?
Commander Thane, I think we misunderstand one another. Let's try again. My name is Lorand, and in the spirit of goodwill, you do have a number. To us, you are 45.
Time for the good cop act now, is it?
So?
I know you just want to get out of here and get back to being a legitimate and law-abiding space jockey, and maybe hoping, one day, to earn that elite ranking. We can make that happen, You just need to give us the girl.
So why don't you just take her? I get it. You didn't turn off the camera to intimidate me. You turned it off so the other feds wouldn't know what you were really here for.
I've been very patient, Thane, and I have little time. We can get you out of here in minutes. All we ask is that before you leave in your ship, you hand us the girl, for your safety and hers. We are not people you want to cross, 45.
I get told that a lot.
Well?
You can't trust them, Thane. I'm your only shot at getting us off this planet alive.
It's a deal.
Excellent decision, Commander. Dallas, switch on the cameras. Be seeing you.
Kerlek.
What do you want?
How quickly can you get us out of here?
In episode 4 of Escape Velocity, Amy Timms played May, Christopher Jarvis, Thane, Rebecca Keeves, Lorand, and Liam McCauley, Dallas. Alan Wales played Kerlek, Janet Westwood-Wilson was Camilla, and Mike Quinn played Camilla's father. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Escape Velocity is a work of fan fiction written and produced by Christopher Jarvis, with additional music by Alan Stroud, and is a Radio Theatre Workshop production for laveradio.com. Elite Dangerous is copyright Frontier Developments. To find out more, please visit escapevelocity.laveradio.com.